We are back with Yann Michak. La première question, the first question, Anthony Marcotte.
Hey Yann, welcome in the Laval Rocket organization. First of all, what would be your first impression about your first pro game?
Good evening. Thank you for welcome. And yeah, it was tough game. It was pretty different than some kind of play games at Edward Juniors. So it's so much faster and the guys are stronger. So it's tough. So it's a big difference.
We were talking with your coach today, and he told us that you were really engaged in everything, asking questions each and every time that you have the occasion. So it's the most important for you to grab everything that goes by, and when you will eventually go back in the junior ranks, that you will have learned a lot of stuff with the Rocket.
This is this is the big experience for me. So I'm so glad that I can be here, and like you said, every single thing can help me. And there is a lot of new things and a lot of new information. So it's pretty good for me. And I'm trying to ask every single things that I can be like smarter.
Thank you, Jan.
You're welcome.
Sean Campbell, TSN 690.
Yeah, and you mentioned the difference between the World Juniors and the AHL, but you've played in the Czech League. What's the difference between the Czech and the AHL? I know it's only one game.
Yeah, obviously, the biggest difference is the rink is smaller here, so that's a huge difference. You don't have a time for playing with the puck. You have to be quicker, smarter, stronger, because obviously, like the ring is smaller, so that means there's a lot of body checks.
What has the last few months been for you? Being drafted, playing at the World Juniors, playing at the Bell Center in the AHL, just within 3-4 months. What's it been like for you?
Yeah, of course, a lot of my dream come true, so that's great. I went through a lot of quarantines because of the COVID, so that's not the good part, but obviously I'm trying to think positive in every kind of way, so a lot of dream come true for me, so I'm glad for that, and I'm trying to improve myself because you know, I have my goals, so I have to improve every day.
Thanks, Jan.
You're welcome.
Arpin Basu.
Hello, sorry, I just got muted there for a second. I saw you on a few occasions. You got back to the bench and Joel Bouchard was taking out the whiteboard and showing you things. And how much information are you getting during the game, and how are you able to process it when you go out on the ice and use that information? Are you able to, or is the game just a little too quick right now?
Yeah, I'm trying to, of course, when you're in a new team, there's a lot of new, tactics and a lot of new things. So I'm trying to learn it, and I'm happy that, I'm glad that the coach is trying to make me better. So that's perfect.
And how, I think we saw tonight at one point, Belleville sat back and they sat in the neutral zone and didn't really attack, forecheck too much. And how are the tactics different at this level for you?
Probably it's different when you saw the Czech national team plays at World Juniors. We played some kind of defense only, so it's different, and every team is probably different. So it's hard to explain, it's different.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Arpin. We'll take three more questions for Jan. We'll go with Eric Engels.
Hi, Jan. What was it like to have this kind of first experience and have Michael Frolik in the lineup at the same time as you?
Good evening. It was good. We met yesterday for the first time, so it was good. I talked with somebody who is a Czech, so he told me a lot of good things, and that's good that you can talk with somebody if you have a problem to understand. So that's good. And I know he's a pretty good player. He played a lot of NHL games, so that was even better for me.
And what's the number one thing you want to work on after getting to see what this level is like up close and personal?
Yeah, for me it was like faster, and the guys were more physical, so obviously I have to be more stronger, of course. Be faster, think different, think faster. So that's the things.
Nick Landry.
Good evening, Jan. Your coach, Joel, tells us all the time how hard it is for young players to be good at faceoffs at this level in the American Hockey League. I thought you did quite well tonight. Can you talk about your play in the faceoff circles tonight?
Yeah, I think I won some faceoffs. So I tried to work on it before the game with Joe Blendisi. He helped me a lot. And with coaches, with the centerman, we played a lot of faceoffs, so that helped me. And I see that it's different because the guys are more stronger. So I have to be more ready. I have to be well prepared for every single faceoff, well prepared for every game. So it's different, and I think it wasn't so bad on a faceoff today.
Thank you.